Dreamscape presents Dead Low Tide by Brett Lott. Copyright 2012 by Brett Lott. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Random House. Read by Dick Hill. Woe to those who deeply hide their plans from the Lord, and whose deeds are done in a dark place, and they say, "Who sees us?" or "Who knows us?" Isaiah 29:15. Chapter 1. "Hold on," Unc whispered, warning me. I turned, saw him standing there at the stern and pulling the John boat in. He was only a silhouette in this dark, thin stars around him for the half moon we had out here. "You hold on, old man," I whispered, and turned, looked ahead. None of this was my idea. He knew we were almost there, for how shallow we had to set that pole and give it the push. But it was me here in the bow, about to toss the cinderblock anchor far as I could into the marsh, hoping I'd make it onto the dry ground past it. It was me could reach out and touch pluff mud and cordgrass on either side of us, the two of us, at the head of this finger creek at dead low tide. Like always, it was me looking out for the two of us, because Unc is blind. 2:30 in the morning, and we were where we shouldn't be. Though a higher tide would have helped us get in a little farther, this was when Unc wanted to be here, for no other reason than 2 o'clock was too early, 3 too late. The cordgrass and spartina and saltmarsh hay stood silver in the moonlight, all of it crowding up on us the closer we got in, the thick rim of black pluff mud a couple feet wide.